Section D.
Handling guest complaints in a hotel. It's Friday afternoon. All the rooms are occupied. The go-shows and walk-ins are at the front desk, complaining that you are slow. The overbooked guests are yelling at you, requesting unreasonable compensation. Yesterday's no-show guest is insisting that he had booked the room for tonight. There is a guest who is supposed to have checked out hours ago. Then you find out he's already left without paying the bill. The skipper. Well, you might just call these guests UGs altogether and forget about them when the day's work is done. However, are they really undesirable guests? From the guest's point of view, you are the slow and unkind receptionist in a hotel that the guests will give one star in Expedia. Their harsh comments about your poor treatment will stay on the web forever, and you can be called an undesirable receptionist, not only among the guests, but also among the managers related to CRM and risk management. Remember, the key to running a successful hotel is customer service. Working as a receptionist in a hotel means that you are the key person to the hotel's success, because in most cases, you are the first person to receive complaints. If you cannot handle the complaints alone, tell the guests that you will take their suggestions to your manager. By addressing customer complaints and ensuring that these complaints are resolved to the customer's satisfaction, you can turn the difficult guests into loyal customers.
D1. Question. In this article, the guest who leaves without paying the bill is called... D2. Question. Where do customers usually bring their complaints first? D3. Question. What is the key to running a successful hotel?